540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer. U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election, New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's most valuable player awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open five lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protest. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against a man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer, U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election, New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. If repairs continue to go as they have been going, Los Angeles commuters could be off the workarounds and back on I-10 this coming Tuesday, maybe even earlier.
Governor Gavin Newsom says of the elevated stretch of I-10 that has been shut down since last weekend's arson fire.
One thing we can guarantee you is we will be open 5 lanes in both directions at the latest Tuesday of next week.
Earlier this week, officials said that it could take crews between 3 and 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch. Governor Newsom says more than 250 people are working around the clock to make the repairs. The arson investigation is ongoing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Turning to the Middle East war, Palestinian officials report communications mostly out across the Gaza Strip. No phones, no internet, mostly due to lack of fuel as Israel puts on more military pressure in its war with Hamas, the terrorist organization that triggered it with the October 7th attack and kidnappings. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
As it searched Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital for a second day, the IDF found a tunnel shaft and a vehicle loaded with weapons.
They were very well prepared, and where they're hiding all of this equipment is in a hospital, a place that's supposed to be for humanitarian aid.
Back here, a federal jury deadlocked on civil rights charges brought against a former police officer in Louisville. So there's a mistrial in the case of Brett Hankinson, charged with using excessive force during a drug warrant search. It ended the life of Breonna Taylor, one of several such incidents that led to widespread protests. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum.
Hankinson's lawyer clearly convinced some of the jurors that his client only fired his weapon because the house was dark, Taylor's boyfriend returned fire, and Hankinson reasonably believed that he was protecting his fellow officers.
No word yet if there will be a retrial. Federal prosecutors in San Francisco did get attempted kidnapping and assault convictions against the man who broke into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer, U.S. Attorney Ismael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
He's not resigning, but he will not run for re-election. New York Republican Congressman George Santos. He faces numerous criminal counts already. Now the House Ethics Committee says it found substantial evidence Santos broke federal law. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
The list of offenses here is breathtaking, but this guy has been a scam for years. He's a walking, talking scam.
Sports news, baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards go to Shohei Ohtani of the Angels in the American League, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves in the National League. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed that temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed.
By Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of its fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed.
By Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Music.
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week. Trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions will be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed that temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed.
By Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to the Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed that temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed.
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions will be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed that temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions will be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip-off at 2 p.m. on The Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We've concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of its fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland, Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
There's a great task brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed a temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We've concluded an agreement to accelerate clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed
by Tuesday next week. Trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season is underway with hard-fought wins under new coach Taylor Jansen, and Don Brown will have all of the action of every home game. It's the Pios hosting the Falcons this Saturday. Tip off at 2 p.m. on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 a.m., 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late word from San Francisco, where President Biden has now signed that temporary government spending bill that was finalized last night, preventing a threatened government shutdown. This pushes the budget fight into next year, but does not deal with the president's request for aid to Israel and Ukraine. Mr. Biden is in San Francisco taking part in a summit of Pacific nations, where he also announced a framework agreement on trade issues.
The president made the announcement at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in San Francisco.
We concluded an agreement to accelerate the clean energy transition in the Indo-Pacific region, including by enabling greater U.S. and private sector investment in clean energy innovation and infrastructure in our partner countries.
The framework agreement also includes issues like supply chain challenges and the impact of artificial intelligence. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Now to the Mideast war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. There are reports of new efforts to arrange a prisoner exchange between the two sides involving some of those hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. Meantime, at that major Gaza hospital,
the Israelis are saying that they found some sort of tunnel shaft. We don't know the significance of this, and they haven't provided any more information. Certainly, there has been pressure on the Israelis to really substantiate this central claim. They've said that Hamas has a big command center right underneath the hospital, and this was a justification for their huge military operation there. Hamas has always denied that.
BBC reporter Nick Beek in Jerusalem. A new report from the House Ethics Committee renews calls by some of his fellow Republicans to have the House remove George Santos from office.
They didn't just say he acted unethically. They say he stole money. They didn't just say he had misconduct in office. They say he committed fraud. They said what they found paralleled the criminal case against him.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Santos says he's not quitting but is not running for re-election either. Another very high-profile case of she said, he said.
Singer Cassie, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a federal lawsuit in New York accusing Sean Diddy Combs of rape and more than a decade of abuse. Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Diddy has denied the allegations. His lawyer says Cassie's been blackmailing him for months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom promises that part of I-10 currently closed.
By Tuesday next week, trucks, passenger vehicles in both directions. We'll be moving again.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.